Pentagon seeks $1.5 trillion to boost military pay and weapons modernization. The Defense Department's fiscal year 2026 budget request, the largest in U.S. history at $1.5 trillion, arrives as a Supreme Court ruling dismantles the tariff architecture that funded a portion of Washington's economic nationalism agenda. Iran-U.S. ceasefire talks teeter on the edge of collapse, and institutional capital scrambles to reprice defense exposure across every asset class that touches sovereign risk. The budget request, centered on force modernization and compensation increases for active duty service members, represents a structural commitment to defense spending at a scale that resets the baseline for how NATO allies, adversaries, and private capital allocators must think about U.S. military posture. The full text of the Pentagon's budget justification documents was not publicly available at time of publication, and specific program-level allocations were not disclosed in the source material. What is disclosed, the top-line figure, is sufficient to drive a re-rating. Simultaneously, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down core tariffs imposed under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, triggering a $166 billion refund process that began April 20, 2026, according to Crypto Briefing. The ruling eliminates a fiscal instrument the administration had used to generate leverage in trade negotiations. That leverage is now gone, and the $166 billion liability sits on the federal balance sheet at precisely the moment the Pentagon is pressing for its largest ever appropriation. $1.5 trillion, Pentagon's FY 2026 budget request, the largest defense appropriation request in U.S. history, per Department of Defense public filings. The collision of these two events, a record defense ask and a nine-figure tariff refund obligation, compresses the fiscal space for supplemental appropriations and creates a zero-sum dynamic in the discretionary budget that every defense prime, healthcare contractor, and infrastructure investor should be modeling now. The Strait of Hormuz variable is not priced in rig zone reported April 21-22, 2026, citing Bloomberg correspondents Jeff Mason, Ben Bartenstein, and Fiona McDonald, that U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks have reached an impasse, with a truce expiring Wednesday and both sides deadlocked specifically over access to the Strait of Hormuz. Parliament Speaker Mohammed Bagher Ghalibaf, who led Iran's delegation in the first round of talks, stated his country would not accept negotiations under the shadow of threats. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi posted publicly that blockading Iranian ports constitutes an act of war and a ceasefire violation. The Strait of Hormuz, through which approximately one-fifth of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas exports flowed before the conflict began on February 28, has remained closed to most commercial traffic since the war's outset. Iran briefly announced it would reopen the waterway last week, then reversed that decision hours later. The U.S. subsequently intercepted and seized an Iranian-flagged cargo vessel. The investment implication is direct. WTI crude was trading at $90.30 and Brent at $99.26 as of April 21, 2026, per Rigzone price feeds. A ceasefire expiration without a replacement agreement does not just affect energy supply chains, it activates the exact military contingencies that the $1.5 trillion budget is designed to fund. President Trump told CNBC he is ready to go with fresh bombing raids if diplomacy fails, and threatened strikes on Iranian power infrastructure specifically. Our view: markets are treating the Hormuz impasse as a negotiating posture. The defense budget scale suggests the administration is treating it as a planning assumption. The $166 billion refund obligation reshapes the defense appropriations math. The Supreme Court's April 20 ruling terminating tariffs under IEEPA creates a refund liability that Crypto Briefing estimates at $166 billion. This is not a market abstraction, it is a cash obligation the U.S. Treasury must process, beginning now, against a backdrop of record discretionary spending requests. The fiscal arithmetic matters for defense investors in a specific way. Congress funds defense through the discretionary budget. The tariff regime, while not a direct line item in defense appropriations, functioned as an off-budget revenue mechanism that gave the administration room to negotiate supplementals and emergency spending packages without triggering immediate debt ceiling friction. That mechanism is now dismantled by judicial order. The implication: the $1.5 trillion request will face harder scrutiny in conference committee than it would have 6 months ago. Defense primes, particularly those whose contract pipelines depend on supplemental appropriations rather than base budget authority, face execution risk that is not currently reflected in forward guidance. Caption: Key Macro Variables Driving Defense and Energy Investment Re-rating, April 2026. Modernization spending favors AI-enabled defense platforms over legacy systems. The headline framing of the $1.5 trillion budget around modernization is not rhetorical. It reflects a documented shift in Pentagon procurement philosophy, away from large platform legacy systems toward AI/ML-enabled ISR, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, autonomous systems, and next-generation command and control infrastructure. Specific program allocations were not available in the source material, but the modernization framing is consistent with the Department of Defense's stated investment priorities in its 2025 National Defense Industrial Strategy and subsequent budget justification documents. Service member compensation prioritization. The second pillar of the budget's stated focus adds a personnel cost baseline that constrains how much modernization spending is truly available after readiness requirements are met. Historically, compensation increases in defense budgets absorb a larger share of top-line growth than procurement advocates project. The result is a squeeze on mid-tier systems and sustainment contracts that tends to benefit large primes with the balance sheet to absorb program delays. What this signals for private equity capital, defense-focused private equity funds with exposure to sub-$500 million revenue defense technology companies face a specific risk. If congressional appropriators trim the modernization budget to offset the $166 billion refund liability and personnel cost growth, smaller platforms without multi-program diversification get cut first. The 2013 sequestration episode offers the historical template. Mid-tier contractors saw revenue drawdowns of 15-30% in the 18 months following the Budget Control Act's implementation, while top five primes absorbed the shock through backlog. Diplomatic calendar. The Trump Xi Summit as a defense budget variable crypto briefing reported that prediction markets priced the probability of a Trump visit to China by June 30, 2026, at 84.5% yes. The May 31 contract sits at 71.5%, down 8 cents since publication, with $49,000 in volume over the prior 24 hours. The June 30 contract shows stronger conviction at lower volume, $4,000 traded. This matters for the defense budget because a Trump Xi Summit, in the context of a Supreme Court ruling that eliminates U.S. tariff leverage, changes the negotiating geometry on Taiwan, South China Sea freedom of navigation operations, and technology transfer restrictions. Each of those variables feeds directly into the threat environment that justifies the $1.5 trillion request. The EU dimension is also material. Crypto Briefing noted the tariff ruling weakens the EU's rationale for retaliatory measures, with a truce arrangement projected to hold through November 2026. A less confrontational transatlantic trade environment reduces the political cover for European NATO allies to delay their own defense spending increases, which, counterintuitively, could create demand competition for the same defense industrial base the Pentagon is trying to scale. The Hormuz wildcard: if ceasefire talks collapse and the U.S. resumes strikes on Iranian infrastructure, the Strait of Hormuz closure could extend through Q3 2026. At current Brent pricing near $99, a prolonged closure tests the $100 threshold, a level that historically triggers recession scenario modeling at institutional macro desks and forces budget resequencing in Washington. The Plaquemines view the $1.5 trillion defense budget request is not, in isolation, a surprise. It is the logical terminus of a decade-long trend in U.S. defense spending that accelerated with the 2022 Ukraine invasion and has not decelerated since. What the market has not fully priced is the fiscal environment in which this budget must be executed. Three forces converge in April 2026 that have no clean historical parallel. First, the Supreme Court's IEEPA ruling eliminates $166 billion in refundable tariff revenue at the precise moment the federal government is absorbing a record defense top line. Second, a shooting war involving the Strait of Hormuz, the world's most consequential energy choke point, has been active since February 28, with ceasefire collapse now a live scenario as of this writing. Third, the geopolitical calendar, Trump's Xi summit, EU trade truce, Iran nuclear posture, will resolve or deteriorate within 60 days in ways that will either validate or invalidate the threat assumptions baked into the $1.5 trillion request. Plaquemines' thesis: the defense budget's top line will survive Congress largely intact, but the composition will shift. Personnel costs and readiness will consume a larger share than projected. Modernization programs, particularly AI/ML and autonomous systems, will face 12 to 18-month schedule delays that create a buying opportunity in defense technology equities and secondaries in Q3-Q4 2026, when the gap between appropriated authority and actual contract awards becomes visible in earnings guidance. The second-order play is energy. A sustained Hormuz closure at near $100 Brent is not a defense story. It is an inflation story that constrains the Federal Reserve's ability to cut rates, which in turn raises the discount rate applied to long-duration defense contracts. The primes most exposed are those with back-loaded payment schedules on fixed-price development contracts. Watch for contract restructuring announcements in Q2 earnings calls. Institutional allocators with defense and energy exposure should be stress-testing portfolios against a scenario in which both the Iran ceasefire collapses and the Trump-Xi summit produces a managed escalation on trade but not on Taiwan. That combination, hot Middle East, cold but stable Pacific, is the base case Plaquemines is running, and it implies overweight on energy infrastructure, cybersecurity, and missile defense, with underweight on legacy naval platforms pending Hormuz resolution. The bottom line: the $1.5 trillion defense budget request is a fiscal commitment of historic scale, but the environment in which it must pass and execute is more constrained, not less, than the headline suggests. The Supreme Court's $166 billion tariff refund order, the Hormuz closure, and the 60-day diplomatic calendar create a risk matrix that justifies active positioning rather than passive exposure to defense sector indices. The ceasefire deadline expires Wednesday. Watch Arachi, Galibov, and the White House press briefings from Caroline Levitt as the first signal of whether the military contingencies embedded in this budget become operational requirements or remain planning documents.